I will mention to the board members, there's a letter here pertaining to the old business that one should read prior to that case. First case.
Case number 10,009, Charles Chitola, south end of Route 22C, being Lot 5 within Potnet's Bayside Mobile Home Park, a variance from the separation requirements between units in a mobile home park.
Is your name, please?
Charles Chitola.
And place of residence?
Limerick, Pennsylvania.
What address?
199 Hefner Road, Limerick, Pennsylvania.
And is the testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Good evening, sir.
Hi.
Would you explain to the board your need for this variance?
I'm going to remove a shed, existing shed, on the back of my property, and I'm going to extend my back bedroom in replace of that shed. And being that I'm attaching a little room to my existing property, the variance from my property to the neighbors next door is within 7 feet, and that's why I'm here.
So this replacement shed is larger than the one you're removing?
No, the shed's going to be demolished. We're getting rid of the shed. We're just adding an addition onto the house, the back of the house.
I'm going to get
rid of the shed.
Okay.
Just put an addition on, get rid of the shed completely, and just make a bigger room towards, call into the back of the house.
So the shed is there, had a variance, or?
No, because it was detached. It's detached and it's existing. So being as I'm attaching it, the community said that I have to apply for a variance because I was too close to the neighbor's shed. Best be within 20 feet.
Are there questions from members of the board?
Yeah, was there a special use exception for the original shed from 20 foot?
Variance from the...
Yeah.
And how long had that been there?
How long has the shed been there? I guess the existing people had the house. I don't know.
Okay.
We just purchased it in last August.
And right now it's 13 feet from your neighbor?
Yeah, it's right now it's 20. It's the rule is 20 foot from
between units.
Between, but now being I'm attaching something to my building instead of the shed's already there, the same place that room's going to be. I'm just going to get rid of the shed. Just being I put my back bedroom back out, but it's going to be attached now, so that means I had to.
Actually, before you were supposed to have 20 feet between units, even though it was a shed.
Oh, I wasn't there. Yeah, that was their shed. Yeah.
But you're all right. So you said something to the effect of 7 feet. Now you're asking for a variance.
That's
the
difference in the length from the shed from the new room going on to the shed, the existing neighbor's shed.
Okay. How far are you going to be from the existing neighbor's shed?
13 feet.
Okay. Then you need a 7 foot variance.
Yes, please. Yes.
Is that the only other structure within 20 feet?
That's it. Yep. Yeah.
Any other questions? Are there persons present that would like to speak in favor of? Anyone here in opposition? Any correspondence?
Chair.
Hearing none, the chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, if there's no further discussion, since the addition would be in the same footprint of the shed as I understand it, and it has been in existence, I believe it would enable reasonable use of the property. It's unique in the size of the lot and the area that it is in, so I would move that we approve case number 10,009.
Second.
Been regularly moved and seconded. We approve case 10,009. All those in favor, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Case number